Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, October 24th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says they're ready to launch a new project in a Muslim-dominated North African country. This is an area known to be hostile to the gospel. However, the promised harassment hasn't dimmed vision.
There are some national believers who have caught a vision for the impact that God's word can have in the hearts of their people and have decided to go back into their home countries with the skills and knowledge how to record scripture media, and will be providing that for their people.
Next, house church leaders in Vietnam are pleading with Christians worldwide to pray. On November 15th, a new restrictive religion law will take effect that will restrict worship services and would permanently outlaw house churches. Open Doors USA, who's committed to helping persecuted Christians around the world, says Vietnam is ranked number 4 on Open Doors World Watch list of countries where persecution is the worst. And a new missionary radio website is hoping to encourage Christians to get more involved in reaching the lost through mass media. Transworld Radio's Joanne Cooper says they just launched a new portal focusing on the many languages they're broadcasting in.
As people get in to the site, they will maybe want to be involved in something that is not just bringing the gospel to somebody or sending it, but we are truly working through nationals who know their people, who are in their country, and are concerned about their people.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.